听力课堂，听 class.com。
10. Personality. Useful sentences. Asking about personality.
1. Would you say that you were an outgoing person?
2. How do you get along with people whose characters are different from your own?
3. What kind of personality do you think you have?
4. Would you like to describe what kind of person you are?
5. Do you think you are introverted or extroverted?
6. Would you describe yourself as more outward-looking or more inward-looking?
7. Do you have a conservative mind or an open mind?
8. Would you like to tell me your weak points and strong points?
9. What do you think is the most important thing for you to be happy?
10. Do you have any people you'd call really close friends?
11. What are the basic principles of you when you are at work?
12. What is your philosophy of life?
13. Do you think you are straightforward?
14. What kind of people do you like to work with?
15. What kind of people you find the most difficult to work with?
Describe personality.
1. I think I am somewhat on the shy side.
2. I am a curious person and I like to learn new things.
3. I'd like to be thought of as someone who can be trusted.
4. I am quite reserved, but I value friendship.
5. I think I'm reasonably cheerful by nature.
6. In handling angry customers, I'm patient but firm.
7. I like to be well-dressed, but not too conspicuous.
8. I may look dull and uninteresting, but you'll be surprised when you get to know better.
9. I try to adjust myself.
10. Frankly speaking, I think I'm honest and reliable.
11. I think I'm initiative and responsible in doing things.
12. To tell you the truth, I feel I can think independently and work cooperatively.
13. Generally speaking, I think I'm outgoing and enjoy doing things with others.
14. I think I'm easy to approach and friendly to everyone.
15. I think I have an inquiring mind, and I like to ask why.
16. I approach things very passionately, and I can take on jobs that trouble others and work at them slowly until they get done.
17. I think I'm extroverted and like to work with extroverted persons.
18. Frankly, I think I'm an extrovert, so I don't like to work with introverted persons.
19. Well, I wouldn't like to call myself inward-looking, though sometimes I like to think independently and enjoy staying all myself, and often I like sharing activities with others.
20. I'm not very outward-looking. I don't try to go ahead of people and direct them. I'd rather work together with somebody else and get the job done by cooperation.
21. On certain social affairs, I think I'm rather conservative, such as birth without marriage. But I am also open-minded on other social affairs, such as the social reforms.
22. I think I have an open mind. I like to learn new things and keep up with the trends.
23. I'm not so eloquent and a little shy in public. Perhaps that's my weak point. But I am careful and patient in doing things.
24. Sometimes I would lose my temper. At present, I learn to be tolerant and to control my temper.
25. I am proud of my strong will and never withdrawing from frustrations. But sometimes I am not so patient in doing things.
26. I have a strong team spirit. I like to work with others in cooperation. And I am always willing to lend my hand to others and modest enough to learn from others.
27. As a student just graduated from school, I'm a little shy around people. That's perhaps my weak point. But I'm willing to learn from others and like to do my job and communicate with people with patience.
28. I think for me, the most important thing to be happy is to have a stable and cozy family. When you have such a family, you will have no worries outside, and you will devote yourself to your work. Then you will be successful in your career.
29. I hold that the most important thing is to have good friends. I think a person can't live all by himself, so it takes a lot of people working together. When you encounter difficulties, usually it is your friends that help you out. So the more close friends I have, the happier I am. 30. I cherish that the success in career is the most important to me. As a man, career must stand in the first place. To be successful in one's career must be the dream of every man. 31. During each period of my student life, I'll make several close friends. They are the treasure of my life.
32. Time and tide wait for no man. So don't put off till tomorrow what should be done today.
33. Time is money and efficiency is life. Whatever I do, I always seize the day and attach importance to efficiency.
34. I keep on learning from others in my work. Because I think in the new century, if you don't renew your mind, you will fall behind and be superseded by others.
35. If you don't work hard today, you'll have to make every effort to hunt for a job tomorrow.
36. No pain, no gain.
37. Where there is a will, there is a way.
38. Be creative and aggressive and never dare to meet frustrations.
39. Never put off till tomorrow what can be done today. Procrastination makes one feel like he's achieved nothing in life.
40. A strong body comes first. Nowadays, many people feel tired working at a rapid pace. So a strong body is the foundation of one's career.
41. I approach things very enthusiastically, I think. I don't like to leave something half done. It makes me nervous. I can't concentrate on something else until the first thing is finished.
42. I'm not very outgoing, so I guess you'd have to say I'm a fairly reserved person.
43. Sometimes I want to be by myself, but most of the time I prefer being with a group of people, so I guess you'd say, rather outgoing. I was very active in my university club.
44. I like being around people and doing things with people, so outgoing, I guess.
45. I maintain that the most important thing is having good friends.
46. For me, this would be having good relationship with my family members.
47. Slackers and those who violate working procedures and ignoring deadlines.
48. I think I am a good leader since I can easily motivate others to get things done.
49. When I don't, my body isn't in good shape, and neither is my mind. 50. Sometimes I want to be alone, and sometimes I feel embarrassed when I meet the female friends. So you'd say that I'm rather reserved. 51. I think that I am a very disciplined person. I think every successful salesperson must be disciplined. Also, I'm very organized. I like to break problems down into manageable parts and accomplish each part in a step-by-step way.
52. I think I am too impatient at times. When I set a goal for myself, I know there will be obstacles along the way, but I sometimes feel impatient and frustrated when I can't reach the goal according to my schedule.
53. I'm very responsible. I can make fast decisions, and I do not need much supervision. I enjoy completing challenging tasks.
54. I think I'm good at dealing with all kinds of people, which is quite important, I think.
55. I pay attention to all details so much that some friends call me perfectionist. 56. I am a boy of great sense of responsibility. Appointed monitor in university, I was always the last one to leave classroom because I would do cleaning every day. 57. I can communicate with various kinds of people with an open mind, and so I have a lot of friends both in and outside the campus. 58. I am an exact man, and I keep diary for 10 years. I believe I am suitable for the work of manager assistant. 59. When you get to know me better, you'll see that I'm pretty quiet and reserved, in fact.
60. I feel that my enthusiasm, diligence, and adaptability could compensate for the lack of experience.
61. I am sometimes intent on completing an assignment and get too deeply involved when we are late.
62. I'm reliable. When I say I'll do something, I do it.
63. Frankly speaking, I am a typical Chinese workaholic. I don't mind working late at night. Due to that, I tend to leave the office late.
64. I think my biggest merit is that I am responsible for my work.
65. My biggest demerit is that I don't tend to innovate. That is not to say I am unable to innovate, but I will firstly think about how to implement things effectively.
66. I am a steady and thoughtful girl. I treat everything seriously. Routine and strict study in university has cultivated me to a highly self-disciplined person, and I treat this discipline as the guide of my life. On the other hand, I am energetic in thinking and action because it is necessary for a successful marketing manager. I am not a fashionable follower, but I can broadly accept fresh things with careful consideration.
67. I enjoy my life very much. Life contains not only sweet success, but also bitter failure and suffering. I accept it as a formula that no pain, no gain. Suffering is a good teacher for one's growth. No matter what difficulty confronts me, I will treat it with all my enthusiasm as well as my smile. Of course, I am not capable to do all things perfectly, but I try my best. If I failed, I will quest myself, make clear what my problems are, and try to avoid them next time.
Fashion conversation. Conversation 1. Are you introverted or extroverted?
I wouldn't call myself introverted. Sometimes I enjoy being by myself very much, but other times I like sharing activities with others too.
What kind of personality do you think you have?
Well, I approach things very enthusiastically, I think, and I don't like to leave something half done. It makes me nervous. I can't concentrate on something else until the first thing is finished.
What do you think is the most important thing for you to be happy?
For me, this would be having good relationships with my family members. My family has always been very close-knit, and we still spend a lot of time together.
Do you have any people you'd call really close friends?
Yes, I'd call several of my former classmates really close friends. We often get together and talk. Whenever I meet with difficulties, they're always ready to lend me a hand.
Can you name one person you respect very much?
My father. He is very humorous, kind-hearted, and hard-working. We are good friends and share sorrows and happiness together. Whenever we run into difficulties, we try to encourage each other to get through it.
What attitude do you take towards life?
Time is money and efficiency is life. That is the motto I live by in my life. Whatever I do, always seize the hour and attach importance to efficiency.
What basic principles do you apply to your life?
Working hard and being frugal are both virtues. I strive to practice these two virtues in my life.
Conversation 2.
What do you consider to be your strong points?
I think I'm tough not only physically, but mentally.
Why do you say that?
I have been playing football since high school. At present, I'm a member of a community football club.
Really? Are you still playing?
Yes. I practice every weekend with my teammates.
I see. You must be tough.
I never get tired. I think this comes from practicing football.
What do you consider to be your weak points?
Frankly speaking, I'm a typical Chinese workaholic. I don't mind working late at night. Due to that, I tend to leave the office late.
What kind of people are you reluctant to work with?
So far, I haven't met any particular kind. However, I may rule out those who prefer chatting to working.
Do you prefer to work alone or as part of a team?
It depends on the type of work. Usually, I prefer to work alone because I'm self-motivated, but I can work either way. If necessary, I don't hesitate to join the team.
Conversation 3. Are you an outgoing person or more reserved?
I wouldn't call myself outgoing. I used to be very shy when I was little, and it seems that I get a little more relaxed around people year after year and have more fun in groups.
Are you more of a follower or a leader?
I don't try to get in front of people and lead them, particularly. I'd rather cooperate with everybody else and get the job done by working together.
What basic principles do you apply to your life?
Not to put off till tomorrow what you can do today. I've found out that time and money get away very easily. You think you have them, and they're gone. Putting things off just makes it worse later. So even if it's hard at the time, I try to get things done that day and not let them go.
Conversation 4. What kind of personality do you think you have?
I feel that I take the initiative to get things done.
Do you think you are introverted or extroverted?
I'm quite outgoing, I think. I enjoy mixing and doing things with others.
What are your weak points and strong points?
Well, I'm afraid I'm a poor talker, and that isn't very good. So I've been learning how to speak in public. I suppose a strong point is that I like developing new things and ideas.
What do you think is the most important thing for you?
I maintain that the most important thing is having good friends.
Conversation 5.
And how would you describe yourself, Miss Tao? What kind of person are you?
Well, as I mentioned before, I think I am easygoing. I enjoy working and talking with people, and I'm a responsible person.
Did you have any difficulty getting along with fellow students or teachers?
No, not at all. I'm quite easygoing.
What's your strong points?
Oh, I'm very responsible. I can make fast decisions, and I do not need much supervision. I enjoy completing challenging tasks.
What do you dislike most about your job?
Probably routine, dull work. Oh, I am much more enthusiastic if I'm given a challenge and responsibility.
What kind of relationship do you think should exist between a supervisor and employee?
A friendly one. I think an open, friendly, honest relationship should exist. An employee should feel he can go to her, his boss, anytime with any kind of question.
Sometimes working with a foreign company can be stressful. Foreigners tend to get excited or angry easily, and they show it. Are you sure you can handle this stress? How do you deal with conflict in your present job?
Well, there's a lot of stress in a Chinese company also, although much of it is below the surface. I have confidence in my ability to handle conflict. If I have a problem with a coworker, I do everything I can to work it out directly with that person. If I am unable to work it out, then I ask a supervisor to help out. If my boss shouts at me, I try not to take it personally. I try my best to understand the stress he is under. It's kind of like being in a family. Often family members say things in the heat of the moment, but don't mean what they say. A company is like a family. It has good times and bad times.
How do you feel about overtime work?
That's no problem. I know that every company has busy periods. When this happens, I'm ready to put in as much time as necessary to get the job done.
What is most important to you in a job?
I want to feel that I am making a real contribution to the company, so I would like my boss to trust me with important work.
Do you think that you are introverted or extroverted?
I'm quite outspoken. I enjoy calling a spade, and hate talking in a roundabout way, so I'd call myself outgoing.
Under what kind of circumstance will you lose your temper?
Seldom, but I hate someone's frequently being late or lazy.
Okay, what are your strong points?
As I mentioned, I can work well under pressure, and I enjoy work that challenges me. I think that my English ability is also a strong point.
And your weaknesses?
I think I sometimes try to be over-organized, so I am learning how to let some things go and concentrate on the most important part of my job. Conversation 6.
Your definition on success?
Most people think that wealth means success, but from my point of view, the problem should be viewed from two aspects. On the one hand, wealth is a very important thing to measure success. The ability to make money to some extent signifies your knowledge, your capability, the value of your labor, etc. With the development of our economy and industry, more and more people are pursuing money these days. And in today's society, if you have money, you seem to have everything. But this is not the case. I think success, on the other hand, also means satisfaction from work. It also means that you can get respect from others.
What's your ideal job?
Ideally, I'd like to have a job that will allow me to work from home several days a week. I'm the kind of person who can set priorities, work well independently, and set my own pace. I actually successfully worked from home for several months in my current job, when a problematic pregnancy forced me to stay in bed. But I realized that many employers do not have experience with employees who work from home, and I have, of course, performed very successfully in a traditional office setting.
How would you describe your relationship with your last two supervisors?
Very good. Basically, once our sales plan was put together, I had a great deal of freedom to handle my sales in the way I felt best.
How would your present boss describe you?
He always says I am a hard worker, with consciousness of responsibility, sufficient education, and enough experience.
What would your colleagues say about you?
They would say I am a dependable friend and a capable colleague. Conversation 7.
What's your ideal boss?
I have had an incredible boss who was my direct supervisor during the last year of my co-op work experience. About 2 months after I began working for her, she really let me spread my wings. She encouraged me to work independently because she said she had come to trust my judgment and commitment. So I was able to move forward on projects without having to check in with her every day. Of course, I made certain that she knew what I had accomplished on a daily and weekly basis because I gave her summary reports, although she didn't specifically ask me to. Without her support and encouragement, I don't think I would have felt confident enough to have written up a proposal suggesting that the department change a process that had been in place for a long time. But she was open to suggestions, so long as employees could back them up with research and facts. When I submitted my suggestion, she reviewed it and told me where she thought it needed more work. She then took my revised proposal to her boss. He was a more conservative type, but she lobbied him to try it for several weeks. He did, and it was so successful that it was instituted as a permanent change. I've also worked for some very difficult bosses in summer and part-time jobs, and while I'd certainly prefer to work for one like I've just described, I'm the kind of person who can get along with just about anyone. Conversation 8.
How do you get along with your boss?
I had a terrific working relationship with my boss, even though we are very different people. Because I've had a number of bosses, I've come to realize that to make things work, you have to understand what's important to your boss. Then you have to do everything you can to support him or her. It's natural to think about your own agenda first, but if you help your boss, it's likely to move your agenda ahead at the same time. My last boss was great in that regard. She appreciated my efforts and rewarded me when I helped her accomplish her goals.
What do you think is important in your work?
Many are important. Intelligence, diligence, information, and planning. But the most important, I think, is achieving results. Conversation 9. What kind of person do you think you are?
I am a curious person, and I like learning new things. Besides, I think I am a good leader, since I can easily motivate others to get things done.
How do you get along with others?
Very well. I keep close contact with my classmates and former colleagues.
Interview notes. What qualities do you have to offer a company? Human beings are created with many potential qualities, and each person has a unique combination of beneficial traits. Every job seeker needs to be completely aware of his or her personal trait.